On 10. Isn't that what the young people say?
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your late couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October the 5th, 2015.
And this is episode 186.
Woo!
And we are 15 minutes late.
And you know, I'm tripping.
Renee's tripping.
I'm twitching.
And does it feel like this song is actually slower than what it normally is?
No.
Does it feel like it's playing like, it's like.
Did you, why does it sound that way to you?
A little bit. I feel like Neo walking through the Matrix right now. I'm just kind of like, my senses are heightened, and I'm like all about all that stuff, babe. I'm all about it.
You're all about it.
I'm all about it. So yeah, so we're the late couple. I want to apologize to those in the Valent Tavern. Who am I apologizing to today with us, babe?
Oh, Dulcador.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Dulcador.
And JK Grammar?
JK, get over it.
Oh, man. Nikodai.
Nikodai. So I apologize to you as well.
And Punk Gopher.
Punk Gopher. I apologize.
So everybody gets an apology but JK.
Yeah, man.
JK gets a, you'll get over it.
JK be trying to kill me when I'm on the road, babe.
Oh, by beeping at you?
He beeps at me on Waze and I swerve in and out of traffic.
Why do you swerve just because someone beeps at you?
Because I feel like that maybe I'm merging over in somebody's lane and don't realize it.
It sounds like a real beep.
It does.
It sounds like a cartoon beep.
It sounds like an annoyed woman beeping at me.
Well, a woman? Yeah. How the heck can a beep sound like a woman?
Just, beep, beep, just very, very annoying. It's like a woman.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. You know why it makes sense? Because I just said that just to try to get at you.
Messing with me?
That's why.
You're a terrible person.
That's why it makes sense. I was like, how can I mess with Renee? I'm going to say it sounds like a woman beat.
Yeah, so we're late. And just for a warning, I'm tired.
We're not late. I made us late, so Renee's not late. She's just along for the ride, and I'm driving. So I made the wrong decision. I took the wrong exit. What else did I do? I didn't pick up the money on the way. I should, like I said, I was going to.
I know, because I had it all planned out in my head what was going to happen. And you know, so I was like, okay, we're leaving right on time. We're going to leave. Oh, wait, we have to. I was like, when you didn't get on the highway, I was like, where the frack are we going?
You know who I felt like by not having it all together? I felt like your dad. I extremely felt like your dad.
Really?
Yeah, because that sounds like something that he would do. He would try to squeeze everything in
without saying anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have said when you got home, hey, we have to go by, and then you know what I did? I would have cracked the whip, so we left 5 minutes earlier than we did.
Yeah, but you know what? We made it to the photo shoot on time.
Y'all did great. Photo shoot, you ask?
Yeah, so we were heading out to a photo shoot.
Sunday.
On Sunday.
We went to photo shoot.
We did.
With our photographer, Christine Cherry.
Christine Cherry's amazing, y'all.
Amazing. So we did a photo shoot with the girls. It went really well. It was across the river in Indiana, and you could see the dam on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool, and it was at like this historical
park.
Clarksville house?
Yeah, like his log cabin. It's always one of the people. Wasn't it like one of the Lewis and Clark's people? Yeah.
Yes, there were glamour shots complete with feather boa.
Yep. JK. I am holding Renee creepily. You know?
Yep.
And it's,
lens flare.
And all I have is a feather boa on.
You have the feather boa on, and I have the big curly hair with the big curly bangs.
Yeah.
You know how glamour shots are. You know, it's still a thing, glamour shots.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they stepped up their game or if it's kind of the same old, same old.
Glamour shots 2015.
I would assume that glamour shots now are the budo or boudoir. Is it boudoir?
Yeah, boudoir. They do all kinds of things.
So, one of these Groupon things I'm going to get Renee, it's a flirty girl. A flirty girl deal is what I'm going to get Renee. She's going to be pole dancing for exercise.
Put it in there. Glamour shots. Boom. They're a thing. You can get a boudoir photo session with Makeover Valpak for $49.95.
Very nice.
They have all kinds of things. But yeah, it's not the same kind of glamour shots, but it's kind of reminiscent of glamour shots if you kind of look at it.
Okay.
Look at that girl laying down in the peacock feathers. Who lays down on a bed of peacock feathers?
I would lay on some peacocks.
Okay.
I would lay on some peacocks, babe.
I bet you would.
They'd be like, get this dude off of me.
So it's glamour shots, but it's not so much the fuzzy.
So they do airbrush makeovers as well.
Okay.
At the one here in Kentucky. So where are you seeing the pictures? Do they have regular portraits?
I'm looking at the gallery.
You look in the gallery?
Yeah, just look at the different pictures they have in the different categories.
Where's the peacock? So we can get...
It's under women.
So
the women category to scroll over.
Now, do you see that we can do a session for the girls? It's a fairy tale photo shoot.
Fairy tales? Mm-hmm. Oh, cute.
And they dress them up as fairies.
Yeah, I want them old enough to understand the direction we want them to do.
So...
Okay, the stupid fairy on the moon looks dumb. Glamour shots.
So women. Let's see. Women here.
And just
look at the sister. She's like.
She is.
She got the upside down.
So glamour shots is still a freaking thing.
She got the upside down duck lip going on.
They do maternity.
She got the upside down duck lip going on, babe.
Upside down.
She's like the pouty lip. And why do peacock feathers look like they're staring at you?
Because it has a little eye. Oh my gosh, you have to look at special occasions and look at the dude with the pit bull. How is that a special occasion? Maybe it's a senior picture. No, it's not, because it'd be under high school seniors. That is a weird thing to be under special occasion. There's a dude with a pit bull.
Maybe he's a rapper.
Maybe?
I don't know. I don't get that.
That's just weird.
So glamour shots are still a thing.
It's still a thing. Parties. They even, who has a photographer at their like, oh, it was like a birthday party.
Huh. Okay. So this is still a thing. That you can do an outdoor. They just don't do family. They do outdoor. You know what I'm saying?
It's a category.
So check out the outdoor one and why she got the boobies going on, babe.
Which one?
The lady sitting on the steps.
We are talking way too much about
I think the thing is that this is
it's enthralling to me that it's still going on.
I know. This is like, I wonder,
people made fun of them forever, but
so
they aren't like they used to be, but still. I
have to know, babe. Man, I have to know. How long have they been going? So this glamour shot started in 1960.
Wow.
In the late 1960s, a young entrepreneur college student named Jack Counts Jr. picked up a camera, took pictures at fraternity parties, had them developed, and sold them to fraternity members. Unable to locate a lab that could turn other orders quickly and inexpensively, a makeshift processing lab was fashioned, and the trademark photographs called Party Pics were born. So it was based off of Party Pics. So somebody actually going to a party. And
They want to take pictures of themselves as they were going to the party.
Making it happen. So this is when this is what happens when you have too many devices going on.
We talked about this. That so, Jay and his coworkers have drawers full of devices. So this blows my mind.
Oh, no, no. I don't want to watch Netflix, so...
What are you doing?
I am turning off this damn thing, babe.
We're doing a show.
I know.
Jay, none. FYI, okay. We're in the middle of a show. I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay. Thank you, babe.
But anyway, I talked way too long about glamour shots. I apologize.
All right. So we did a photo shoot. Oh, okay. I guess we should play the Barbary. I guess. Since we already been talking about it, but let's see what Hando has to say.
That's how you people say it, right?
And Renee, you know, for those in the video, she gave y'all a little something extra.
What I give?
With the... You kind of just wipe your nose like Bruce Lee.
I didn't wait. What like this?
You went.
I did.
Yeah. I was like, what? Go
that
ahead.
That wasn't even a conscious thought.
I was like, she's so smooth. She didn't realize she did it. So this weekend, man, we have to remember what we did last weekend. So this past weekend, we had a birthday party we went to.
Yeah.
And it was
Sawyer's birthday party. It was his first birthday.
It was.
And you know, you got two kinds of 1 year olds. You got 1 year olds who are all in for the smash
cake. Right.
And you got 1 year olds who think why all these
people around me.
Get away from me. I don't want anything having to do with this thing that you're trying to get me to smash. And Sawyer fell into the latter category. He kind of wasn't having the smash cake, but it had been kind of a long day. I think he was winding down, but
yeah,
smash cake wasn't happening. Yeah. But everybody still had a great time.
We did.
Adrian and Cole put on a wonderful party, and her parents.
They did. It was themed. It was an Elmo. It was Sawyer
Street,
not Sesame Street.
It was Sawyer Street. So it was fun. They had chocolate and cookies. They had all the cookies.
They
were
had
so
Reese's
good.
Cup cookies, y'all.
Oh my gosh! I swear, I ate like six of them. I swear,
I
like
six. I don't even know how many I ate.
I ate like six. But it was a good little party. So the twins were a little shy at first. But about 15-20 minutes, they warmed up and they were walking all over the place.
So I was telling Renee I get a little worried with the girls going to birthday parties and stuff like that. That because they're twins, I feel that they may unduly get attention that they shouldn't get. Which I think is just going to be a part of life. And... I'm just thankful for having friends that don't take it personal, because I've had acquaintances that would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my kid's party. Keep your kids out of the center of the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
kind of thing.
If we try to contain them, they aren't too happy right now. They want to be off and exploring.
Right. And I got a flu shot last Wednesday. Getting ready for the
You're gonna get season. Autism.
I know.
Or there's mercury in that.
So I heard
there's aluminum in that.
I heard that Scott had his flu. Scott may have the flu is what I heard on Facebook Tadpool.
You can't get the flu from the flu shot.
Well, I don't know if he got it from the flu shot.
Oh, okay.
I just know he got the flu. Well, I mean, if he just got the flu shot, he still can get the flu.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
If you didn't get it in time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what did we do the prior weekend, babe? Do you remember?
See, this is where note-taking comes in handy.
So, this was the weekend of...
We didn't do the bridge. It was the weekend after.
So, it was the 26th.
I don't think we did much.
We didn't do much.
We went out for breakfast. Did we go out for breakfast?
We went out for breakfast. Yeah, we went to, we did go to, what's that place called? Wild Eggs.
Yeah, we did Wild Eggs.
Yeah.
I think it's about, we didn't really do much. We didn't go to the zoo.
Oh, we did go to the zoo. We
went to the zoo. And let me tell you, our zoo, I consider our zoo slightly ghetto.
It's not ghetto. So,
the petting zoo. So, it's called the African Petting Zoo. What animals are in the African Petting Zoo, Jay?
It is goats. They have goats in Africa.
And one donkey.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I didn't see the donkey. And then there's this one goat in there that when you walk in, the lady tells you, be careful. there's one goat that likes to chew shirts. And so I'm sitting there and I have on my regular old shirt. It's kind of big a little bit. And guess whose shirt did he decide to chew on? I'm just standing there chilling like a villain.
He's like, nom, nom, nom.
And all of a sudden, I think it was a kid pulling on my shirt. And I look down and it's this goat like, nom, nom, I'm going to eat your shirt, buddy. So yeah. So we went to the zoo. That was fun. That was really fun. Louisville was the second city that I live in that had a zoo. My first zoo city was Lincoln. So having an actual zoo there. And so in Lincoln, when you got a membership to the zoo, you also got a membership to the Lincoln Children's Museum. And you know, we have a Punt Gopher and Dokador. Those guys are Lincolnites. They live there in Lincoln. Okay. And they know about the glorious Lincoln Zoo. That is, it'll take you roughly 25 minutes, if that, to walk through.
Yeah, you were really wanting stuff for them to do. You were really hunting.
Yeah, because also by the zoo as well. Oh, you were there for 8 years? I was there for 7, Nicodai. And I was there from 2000 until like 2007 was when I was there. And I remember when they put the new playground that's kind of close to the zoo. It was really fun. It's kind of like the one that I showed you yesterday in Jeffersonville, where they have things for like, not infants, but like toddlers and stuff like that, where they can reach things. And it's not like wood chips on the ground. It's actual foam. And so if they fall, it's not like, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they have stuff like that around here. Right?
Yeah.
You just got to be out. You just got to be willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, and Dokador did talk about the Omaha Zoo. That zoo's pretty cool, too. They got like, they have like this, I think they're the one that have like the indoor rainforest, if I'm thinking right.
Sounds a little humid.
A little bit.
Poo-pooing all over the place.
But the place that I've been that had the best zoo was the Asheville Zoo in North Carolina. It's pretty good. It's huge. It's called the WNC, it looks like. But their zoo is pretty big. Let me give you a little info about the zoo in Asheville. It's 2,200 acres of land. It's like when you go there and you like go to look at the elephants, it's like this big gigantic area that the elephants are in. It's pretty cool. They say you won't find cages made of steel and concrete here. Our animals are given enclosures that mimic their natural habitat, including trees, ponds, rock, grass, and dirt. And this place is huge.
Well, there's lots of concrete and steel at the Louisville Zoo.
It is, man. Yeah. So I think maybe one time when we go to when we go to North Carolina, we'll try to make a trip when the girls get there.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty good zoo. I've always enjoyed it. I mean it's awesome. I've been in elementary school, fourth, and you go during fourth grade and sixth grade. That was when you went. And it was fun. It was real fun.
Huh.
And then it just took a long time.
Yeah, I guess you gotta be prepared to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of walking. But yeah.
But we also did the obligatory fall thing and went up to a farm here in the area called Huber's.
Huber's Farm.
Huber's is this big farm. They decided to capitalize on the tourist market, so they have a winery, a family fun playground. They have pick your own produce, including apples and pumpkins right now. They have a family restaurant, and they have, like, you know, live bands, and people were at the winery sitting around drinking wine and listening to music.
Well, there was a wine festival going on today. Oh, I mean, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
That's what that was. That's,
yeah. I think they have live music every Sunday, but that was a wine festival yesterday.
Yeah,
that
was a wine
festival. People were walking around with pictures of sangria and whatnot.
And,
so. But went up to Huber's and met up with one of Jay's coworkers that was up there, and we rode on the tractor to go pick our pumpkins.
Yep.
And we got off in the field and looked down and saw a
beautiful
round pumpkin. And we were like, okay, like I thought there was gonna be something wrong with it.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be busted on one side.
So, but picked it up perfectly round.
Perfectly round.
Shrugged at each other and got right back.
Got
in
off
the truck.
Looked down. Turned it over. Got back up.
Yeah.
So I told my coworkers I'm still waiting for a goblin to bust out of the. I'm waiting for a goblin to bust out of the. When we cut it open, there's gonna be a goblin black.
That's a little frightening, but all right.
It's kind of like why has everyone walked over this pumpkin? You know.
And I didn't know that there was a thing to get more than one pumpkin. I thought you find one pumpkin for your whole family. Perfect pumpkin for the whole family. But no.
Nope.
Apparently you get a pumpkin for every member of the family?
Yeah. That's what.
I've never heard of this
before.
That's
what I'm used to. See, this is where when you, some truth is spoken to you about your upbringing that your parents gypped you out of pumpkin.
No, they didn't. And that is an offensive term.
I apologize to any gypsies. So you were hoodwinked.
No, I was not.
Out of pumpkins. You were hoodwinked out of pumpkins.
No,
my family
had fun with the pumpkin. How was I hoodwinked?
My family just said, we don't do Halloween. We don't do pumpkins. Go trick or treat. Have fun. We didn't ever did pumpkins.
So what are you talking about getting on me for only getting one pumpkin? And you didn't get any pumpkins.
Because they didn't try to play. They didn't try to put on.
They didn't try to put on? We shared it was a family pumpkin.
I know, babe. I'm just messing with you. No, there's some families that do one. They do one big one. And then there are some families that do multiples. I mean, that really depends on your family. I mean, it's all about your tradition. Hey, we can just do one and be all right.
I have no reason to do more than one unless they start fighting. But Deidre and I never fought. We did teamwork.
Y'all did
teamwork
fight.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
So how did it go with the twins? Were y'all kind of like out of it by then?
We were eight. I mean, it was cool. Like, by the time they were old enough to appreciate it, I was like 12 or 13.
And you're like, oh, I'm too cool for pumpkins.
Yeah, I was a little too cool for pumpkins.
Too cool for school.
They got to start scooping out the innards, which is going to be fun with the twins. We're going to do it before bath night.
Okay.
And we're going to have a fun time.
So we should do it like on a Saturday.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Yeah. They're going to pump. Yeah. They're going to feel all up in there. And then we'll take a bath probably in the middle of the day.
And they'll probably eat it. You know.
It's fine. It's pumpkin.
They're going to try to eat it.
They won't die.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So yeah. That was tractor rides. They were making.
It was so many people there.
They were making. What's those apple. The apple donuts?
Yeah, apple spice donuts.
Apple spice donuts. Weren't they making apple fritters too?
I don't know.
All I know, I didn't walk over there because
it was smelling really good.
It
right?
was smelling extremely nice. So then after we went to Tumbleweed to go eat with Danny and them because, you know, we hadn't went out as a, you know, kind of Danny. I will say Danny has been saying we all should go out as a family. Your family, my family, and then or maybe you and Renee and me and Tracy. So, we did get to go hang out a little bit.
Did you say me and
No, I'm Renee. Speaking as Danny.
Oh.
Danny's okay. Saying you and Renee.
Oh, okay.
And me and Tracy.
I was like, why are you talking about me like I'm not here?
You and okay, yeah. I was speaking as Danny. Oh. In that scenario, I was acting as Danny.
Yeah, and they had their two young children, which gave me a glimpse into the future.
A little bit.
I think the little girl's like two.
She'll be two. Wait a minute. She is two. Wait a minute. She'll be two.
She'll be two.
Mm-hmm.
And little boy's three or?
He's three going on. Three. He'll be almost four. Yep.
So I'll give it a glimpse into the future, what it's like. And there's going to be lots of the, it doesn't stop for a while. The refusing to eat doesn't stop for a while.
Oh, the refusing to eat thing. I mean, Benji does that now, babe. I mean, he's kind of like, I want chicken Alfredo. I don't want pizza.
Does he get chicken Alfredo?
I know he got it for his birthday.
Well, I think you're allowed to get anything you want for your birthday. It just kind of makes sense.
It kind of depends. I mean, you saw what happened. He got a Stromboli instead of pizza, and then he wanted pizza. It's kind of like, really, dude? He was like, I don't want the rest of the Stromboli. You better eat that Stromboli, boy. Pay good money for that. But yeah, so that was our past two weekends and everything. So no tech right now. So let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So we have caught up. Let me think about this. Have we caught up on everything, babe?
On all the what? As far as caught up.
Have we caught up on TV shows that we were going to watch?
Yes.
All right.
Well, yes, we can. We're gonna do something we haven't done in like 2 years. It's been like 2 years. We're gonna pick the next.
At least
movie.
A year.
At least it's been like a year and a half.
So it sounds like we're getting ready to do
the Netflix.
Netflix pick of the week.
So I have to go to the random and.
I think.
I don't even. You know what? I haven't been adding new stuff to the queue like I should have.
That's great.
Why?
That's great.
No, it's not. I need to go add stuff to the queue.
Huh. So, did I see Braxton Family Values?
Probably.
I did. What episodes are on here? What season's on here?
Jay has gotten distracted.
I got distracted. So, you want to go... You want to roll... lower number... on the Cleveland Show, American.
What's
Day,
my man?
If I were you,
what's my
so
man?
50 to.
I really wish that they gave the numbers back
to 117. I guess. Oh no, shoot! There's a bunch of TV shows in here. Sure, just do that.
Well, we'll find something. We'll make it work. I'll organize the list better for next time. 87. It's like right smack in the middle.
87?
Yep.
9 months.
Okay. Sounds like it's about a pregnancy.
It's a romantic movie.
Ooh. Okay.
So
who's in it?
9 months is a movie about child psychology. Oh, it has Hugh Grant in it.
You don't like Hugh Grant, right?
This is the one where this is from 1995. I think I've seen it, maybe. Child psychologist Samuel Faulkner doesn't actually want kids of his own, so when his girlfriend gets pregnant, his world is turned upside down. I could have sworn I've seen this before.
Well, guess what? You get to see it again. So maybe you should have visited the feeding and taken it off.
I've seen it once. So it's Hugh Grant, Julian Moore, Tom Arnold, 1995. This is going to be great.
It's going to be so dated.
Yeah.
It's 20 years ago. 1995 was 20 freaking years ago.
It was. What is Hugh Grant doing now? Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to look it up.
Hey, JK, tell Richard we said hello. So,
what is Hugh Grant doing now?
Huh.
I know this.
Yeah, I think I've seen 9 months before. This is weird.
Let's see what he's doing now.
That's awesome. Hugh Grant. That little punk.
He was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, it's a movie. It was heavily, not heavily, but anyway, it was a movie that came out this year.
Okay.
And he's filming right now a movie for 2016 called Florence Foster Jenkins. Good. So he's working.
Good job, Hugh Grant.
Wasn't he the one that got caught with the prostitute? Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, he got caught with the prostitute. That's him.
I don't know, babe. So, yeah.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
In the same year the movie came out, he got caught with a prostitute.
Oh, really? Did he get pregnant?
No, he didn't. Okay. No, he didn't, but.
Okay.
Anyway, but so we are have been, we started our new show launch.
Oh, yes. You know, the new season is starting.
New
up.
Season. So we didn't really, we aren't watching a whole lot of new ones, I noticed. Not as many as we thought.
Yeah,
we
are. Yeah, we
have. Really?
So we watched.
Did I miss any?
So we watched Limitless.
Yeah. So before we start, this is the year of the buddy cop show, where there's a police officer and there's an unlikely tag along.
Dude.
And there were a few of these, like Castle is an example of one of these.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's a lot. So the first show Jay mentioned, Limitless, is basically a remake of the movie. I can't remember what movie
it
was.
Go ahead.
But they made it into a show where a pill lets you access, you know, 100% of your brain.
The movie was Limitless.
Limitless. So it's based off of that.
Oh my gosh, it still had what's his face in it? Bradley Cooper. Even the movie had Bradley Cooper in it.
Oh.
I thought so.
Well, there you go. So it's basically the same universe, I guess, but just different people.
I really don't know how I feel about it. I don't know.
If something had to go, it'd be that.
So we have Limitless. That was it. We have Blindspot. I'm trying to figure out why I like Blindspot. I think it's the mystery of the chick.
So Blindspot, a woman is found in Times Square with just tattoos all over her, and she doesn't know who she is. No one knows who she is, and you unravel the mystery through the tattoos.
Right. Yep.
And it's not so bad. She's also paired up with an FBI agent, and you know, she's doing her thing.
Yep.
So.
And then we have
not too bad. It's not too bad.
Then we have the show Minority Report. Based off the movie. Minority.
Of course.
That's why, JK. The lady that's in Blind Spot is Lady Sif.
Oh, she is, isn't she? Huh.
Huh.
Jamie Alexander is her name, right?
Thanks, JK.
Maybe that's why we like her.
But that's why.
Minority Report is another tag-along cop movie.
Based off of the movie. Minority Report.
It's all right. It has a lot of weird, you know. They try to emphasize the futuristic element a lot, at the same time making sure they have a lot of throwback references to present day.
Yeah. And I'm trying to...
It's a little forced.
And I'm trying to... the lady who plays the cop in there, her name is
I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Megan Good. She wears a lot of no pants.
Yeah.
They do a lot of, she got a nice ass.
Apparently no pants is the pants of the future. Just keep that in mind.
You know, she got a nice booty. And then you have who's the dude? The Hispanic. I think he's Hispanic. See, I'm about to.
Wilmer Valdemara. He was on that 70s show.
Oh, and he was all. It wasn't the show I was talking about.
No.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I mean, it's okay.
It's all right. It's not. You know, I wouldn't drop it or anything. But
you wouldn't.
No, I mean, not yet.
Yeah.
Things got dicey. I haven't found any. The ones that I like the most out of all the new one, I think the most is Blindspot, I think.
Yeah.
Even though it's kind of predictable. Still,
right. And
kind of cliche. I still like it.
We did. So what'd you say?
It's kind of cliche, but.
Oh. I thought you said something about somebody's ass.
We know what's on your mind.
Yeah. Once you go get, we go get me something so I can watch you walk out.
Nope.
Then we have Heroes Reborn, which is bringing heroes back. It's kind of like, how dare they? Didn't they take a beating and not going to come back? But they did.
They came back. It's, you know, so, all new hero kind of thing.
So we watched the 2-hour premiere, and it's interesting so far. I like how they did the video game sequence so that they could do a lot of the, what's his name that did Django? Quentin Tarantino. Mm-hmm. They can do some of the Quentin Tarantino moves without having to, you know, cut back on the violence. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then the Muppets.
Yeah, and they are not your Muppets that you watched in the 80s. So just keep that in mind. If you haven't seen it yet, don't go in expecting that. It's a revamped Muppets for this day and age, and it has adult humor, and that would probably go over the heads of, you know, young children. But yeah, it was okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said I laughed at a couple spots.
Yeah, I mean, I laughed a few times, and I will say that when you think of watching the Muppets, think of Muppets meet The Office meets Parks and Rec. You know, kind of that whole, this is 30 Rock. This is kind of reality show-ish.
Mm-hmm.
The fake reality show where we're doing one-on-one interviews in between cuts and stuff like that. So, you know, it's all right. I mean, I could potentially see dropping that. I mean, but the thing is, it's only 30 minutes. You know, so it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not a huge problem.
Right.
So, and then the season of The Voice came on, new season, and it has, you know, it's, I think I like the digs at each other more than anything. Mm-hmm. But like everything, it'll definitely go the way of the dodo if we start running out of room.
So here's what usually happens with The Voice. Okay, we go through the blind auditions, and that's what we really watch. And then after the blind auditions, we kind of drift away. Is what we usually do, because I mean, at that point, it's kind of like, unless there's someone that we really like. Like that one R&B singer dude that was on, Usher's team.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like Usher as that one R&B singer dude.
You know what I'm talking about, the white guy. That
Robin Thicke.
No, the one that won.
Oh, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I mean he was a pretty cool dude. I mean, cause when you look at him, he was kind of nerdy. Josh Kaufman looks like is his name. So yeah, it was pretty cool. Josh Kaufman was who won. So I wonder what he's doing now. What do you think he's doing now? You think he has an album?
Nothing.
You think he has an album out now?
Nope.
Let's see. Well, that Josh Kaufman is a book. He wrote a book. So this Josh Kaufman right here, what is he doing now? I'm looking at Wikipedia. He's 76. He has an album. Oh, he only put out. Okay. Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
The Voice doesn't put out winners. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. All right. Alright, cool.
You're so funny. But so, you know, that's the new stuff. And there's also, speaking of shows that are spinoffs of movies, there's also a Uncle Buck series coming up.
Okay.
But the spin is, it's a black family instead of a white family.
Hey.
Yay. And also Rush Hour is coming. So apparently this is the year of the spinoffs, which I'm not loving, but whatever.
So I think Leftovers premiere started,
which we haven't seen it yet. It so, came on last night.
Yep, season 2 premiere.
We'll have to see that.
And then the Fear of the Walking Dead finale was last night. That show got better towards the end, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So so that was the finale of that. And then I think in like this coming Sunday is The Walking Dead season premiere. Yep. So the
season finale of Fear the Walking Dead, I say, was the best one of all of them.
Oh yeah, easy. Hands down.
It was kind of weird.
Hands down.
Yeah, no spoilers. I just feel like this is not a spoiler. I just feel like a lot of the main characters have no regard for human non-walker life, put it that way.
Well, I will say
they aren't even in the worst, like Rick and them, they are dealing with some bad shit.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they have food.
Yeah. At least they have food.
At least I have chicken.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help.
Oh, cool. Are you reading anything now? I'm playing Rocket League. I'm actually playing some Blood Bowl. So I'll be doing some Blood Bowl stuff with some guys. There's 16 of us, so we have a little league going on right now where we'll be playing each other and whatnot. So we'll definitely see how that goes. Should be fun. And then the other thing we have going on, I'm still playing Infinity. Cole and I played Warhammer on Friday. That went pretty good.
I'm glad. I heard you spanked him. Spank it.
Spank that little ass. Spank. So yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I'm talking shit, Cole. Whatever, man. I know you don't listen. So yeah. But yeah. Anyway, that's what we've been doing in media. So I think that's a wrap. Do you wanna talk about some food and stuff or?
No, I don't wanna talk about any food.
All right, Mr.
Let's just
Feisty.
Say I've been exercising and it's disappointing. All right, go, Mr. Feisty.
All right, Mr. Feisty.
That's all I gotta say.
Odds and ends.
All right, so we have some birthdays. The birthdays is birthday time.
We do have some birthdays. So, I want to say we have 2 birthdays today.
I know.
We have Lewis Starr. I rode the bus with him in high school.
So happy birthday, Lewis Starr.
I've known him for like 25 years.
That's cool.
Oh, God, old.
I know. He didn't try.
Crazy.
He didn't try any crazy stuff.
No. No, we were all like family in the
family.
Back of the bus.
Yeah.
Christina's birthday is today.
Happy birthday,
happy
Christina.
Happy birthday. Melissa, she's mom and my mommy group. Happy birthday,
birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mom and mama group. Carolyn Crocker, my aunt. Happy birthday on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Rigor Morty's birthday is also on Wednesday.
Yep.
Rigor Morty.
Allison Courtney Brown, her birthday is on
mommy,
Thursday.
Mommy, my mommy group. Mommy group.
Tia Mitchell.
Yep, I've known her since I was like 6.
Her birthday's on Friday. Yep. Aludra.
Yeah, her birthday's on Friday.
You know she wants some pets.
Yeah, of course she does.
And the young man that I was talking to before the show.
my father, half of my DNA giver.
My father.
My father's birthday is also on Friday. Happy 86th birthday, Dad.
Renee, I am your father.
86th birthday. He'd kill me if I said that. Jason Powell's birthday is on 14th.
Sarah Marie Sonata, who does some amazing artwork. Her birthday is on the 16th. Tyler Hurst's birthday is also on the 16th, as well as Gareth Jones. On 10/17 is this B4Tank Girl?
Yes.
B4Tank Girl's birthday is on the 17th.
Woo!
If you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at ValentineCast, as well as our Twitter feed, which is ValentineCast. Also, that is our Facebook page, ValentineCast.
You can also call us at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST.
Are you having trouble? What's up, babe?
I haven't done this in a while. 75-VCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right, next week I'll have everything worked out right. We won't be late. The camera stuff going the right way. Like if I look at Renee, it looks like I'm looking away from her. And if Renee looks at me, it looks like she's looking away from me. So if I want to do this, and then Renee looks the way that she's looking, like she's looking at me. Look away from me. Now it looks like we're looking at each other. Hey, babe, how you doing?
Hey.
But anyway, this is horrible. All right. You guys have a great week. Valen Tavern, thanks for being here. Dokador, JK Grammar, Nicodai, Sky Howe, Punk Gopher, thank you so much for being here. We will see you guys in 2-2. Oh, wait a minute. That's a love connection. So we'll be back in 2-2. That's what Chuck Willery.
Oh, did he? I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, we'll be 2 minutes and 2 seconds. But, all right. See you next week on the 19th. Take it easy, y'all.
Bye. Boops.